This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, inviting you to spend a little more time today in the study of the first Psalm. You'll remember that in the 2 previous studies we've had on this particular chapter in the book of Psalms, we have read verses 1 and 2. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. This indicates some negative qualities of the godly man, and some positive qualities as well. And the negative qualities, we have noted that he walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, he does not stand in the way of sinners, and he does not sit in the seat of the scornful. In the positive description, we find that he delights in the law of God. He does not regard God's word, God's will, as some irksome restriction of liberty, but rather it is his rule of conduct, the object of his love. He finds great happiness in it, and he meditates in it day and night as to its profound meaning, as to its application to him, and he does so day and night. Now note in verse 3, there is a consequent blessedness that comes to the man who so regards and so responds to the will of God. The psalmist says, "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." Here we find that the rich man, that is rich spiritually, the righteous godly man, is emblematically described like a tree. Not only like a tree, but like a tree which is nourished by a supply of water. Not a tree that's dying, not a tree that's dead because it's by a river that is dried up or out in a desert place where there is no water. But this is like a tree planted by a flowing river with sweet running water where there is plenty to nourish the roots and to bring forth strength to the tree and to bear fruit. And so a godly man is nourished by God and his word. How many people, I wonder, go through life without ever really giving a thought to the word of God? They rather sit glued to something that is pornographic or something that at least is purely secular in its meaning, that has no significance whatever beyond this life. Then you notice the figure of a tree is dropped. It says, "And whatever he does will prosper." You know, we live in a world that was created by God for us for a specific purpose of our being able to live in the ideal situation. Ideal in the sense that it's best for us to make our decision to either love and serve God or else to reject him. All things work together for good to them that love God. And again, I remind you of John chapter 10, verse 10. Jesus said, "I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly." And so we have looked at the description of the righteous man and the blessing that will follow in his steps if he is righteous. Now let us look at the ungodly or the wicked man in verses 4 to 6. Beginning with verse 4, we find these words. "The ungodly are not so," that is, the ungodly are not like the godly man. "The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." Note carefully, please, the ungodly, the wicked, are not like the tree which the godly man is like, not like the tree which is firmly rooted, not like the tree with roots going down deep into the earth so that it is strong to uphold the tree. I recall a few years ago a big tree in my backyard. Suddenly one night with a slight wind, it simply toppled over. It did so because the roots were rotten. And out of the rottenness of those roots came literally hundreds, perhaps even thousands, of water bugs, large water bugs in the Houston, Texas area. But our friends, our time is gone for today. I want you to be thinking about the ungodly man, what the Bible says about him in the first Psalm, what he is like and what he is not. Until then, may God bless and keep you is my sincere prayer.